The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Pistachios.
They're a good nut. Salted, you suck on them, crack them open, throw it out. Delicious nut.
Fighting.
You know, in fights, even though it looks like there's two people going at it hard and they're kind of banging away at each other.
Ties.
Well, tying ties is an art form, right? I always found that my knot would be too small. Everyone's got a different size, right? That's what makes us unique.
Zoom calls.
Buddy, I know the one. I know the red button that says leave. I could not find it. I kept scrolling through all the pictures. I couldn't get off. And like the worst, okay, I'll just stop there.
It's time for Struds On.
Old Wiley Evander Kane. Some of the, you're getting quite a few now, Connor, actually. Some of them we haven't heard for a while. That just brings back good memories on these Struds On intros. All right, so Evander Kane, so at the end of the second period or near the end of the second period, there was an icing. And you could see Connor McDavid was pushing hard to get there, and he didn't get there. And he kind of, I interpret it as he was a little frustrated that they iced it there. Anyways, he goes back into the zone, and you know, you've been out there for a little while, and maybe you're a little tired. So it was beautiful. Beautiful. Evander Kane, all of a sudden he starts looking at the tape on his stick. And he's fiddling with it. He steps in to see the right where the faceoff is, and he shows the linesman. Now they're starting to, you know, get it going. They're trying to get this tape off. And it takes, let's say, 10, 12 seconds. So by the time he gets over there, the 10, 12 seconds and goes back, it's a 15, 20-second break. Boom. Everyone is reset. Everyone's had a chance to recharge. And that is such a wily move. And I used to hate it when guys would do that on ice because you knew exactly what they're doing. But I mean, what's the linesman going to do? Is he going to say, no, you don't need to. Just get over there. Well, no. Kane feels there's something wrong with his stick there. And that is such a wily move. And I'm wondering if any of the younger players on the Oilers pick that up. Because I Ryan McLeod see that, Puljujarvi, Yamamoto, Bouchard. It's a little, I find it a little bit harder for D-men to do it. Not that they can't do it. But that was such a wily veteran move. I absolutely loved it. Now, if I remember correctly, I think they got it out pretty quickly after, so it was a non-event. But, you know, it's probably a little harder to do at the end of the game when you're, you know, the other team's pressing, it's 2-1 or something like that. But mid-game, take advantage of those little blips in kind of the rule book and kill some time. Is it unsportsmanlike? I don't really think it's unsportsmanlike. If you believe you have a problem with the tape on your stick, then you should get it fixed. Maybe word is going to come off or whatever. But that, guys, was such a classic move. I loved it. And Evander Kane, the more I see this guy play, I mean, I've always liked him, but the more I see him playing, he has a subtlety to his game that I like. Then he has an absolute ferocity that he just attacks people with. But that, I haven't seen Oilers do something like that in a long time. A gamesmanship, I loved it, guys. I absolutely loved it.